most holy, light of light eternal, born of a virgin, a mortal he comes. Son of the Father, now in flesh appearing, oh come let us adore him, oh come let us adore him, oh come let us adore him, Christ the Lord. Sing choirs of angels, sing in exaltation, sing all ye citizens of heaven above. Glory to God in the highest. Oh, come, let us adore him. Oh, come, let us adore him. Oh, come, let us adore him, Christ the Lord. Yea, Lord, we greet thee for this happy morning. Jesus, to thee be glory given. Word of the Father, now in flesh appearing, oh, come, let us adore him. Oh, come, let us adore him.
The congregation is invited to stand. O Lord, open my lips,
and my mouth will declare your praise.
Make haste, O God, to deliver me.
Make haste to help me, O Lord.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Praise to you, O Christ, King who comes to save us. Blessed be God the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
O come, let us worship him.
Congregation may be seated. The service of the word would begin with Psalm 50. The Mighty One, God the Lord, speaks and summons the earth.
From the rising of the sun to its setting.
Out of Zion, the perfection of beauty.
God shines forth.
Our God comes. He does not keep silence.
Before him is a devouring fire. Around him a mighty tempest.
He calls to the heavens above and to the earth, that he may judge his people.
Gather to me my faithful ones, who made a covenant with me by sacrifice.
The heavens declare his righteousness.
For God himself is judge.
Hear, O my people, and I will speak.
O Israel, I will testify against you. I am God, your God.
Not for your sacrifices do I rebuke you.
Your burnt offerings are continually before me.
I will not accept a bull from your house or goats from your folds.
For every beast of the forest is mine, the cattle on a thousand hills.
I know all the birds of the hills.
And all that moves in the field is mine.
If I were hungry, I would not tell you.
For the world and its fullness are mine.
Do I eat the flesh of bulls or drink the blood of goats?
Offer to God a sacrifice of thanksgiving, and perform your vows to the Most High.
And call upon me in the day of trouble.
I will deliver you, and you shall glorify me.
The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
We pray. Lord Jesus Christ, we implore you to hear our prayers and to lighten the darkness of our hearts by your gracious visitation. For you live and reign with the Father and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
The Old Testament reading is from Isaiah 40, verses 1 through 11. Comfort, comfort my people, says your God. Speak tenderly to Jerusalem and cry to her that her warfare is ended, that her iniquity is pardoned, that she has received from the Lord's hand double for all her sins. A voice cries, in the wilderness prepare the way of the Lord, make straight in the desert a highway for our God. Every valley shall be lifted up, and every mountain and hill be made low, and uneven ground shall become level, and the rough places a plain. And the glory of the Lord shall be revealed, and all flesh will see it together, for the mouth of the Lord has spoken. A voice says, cry. And I said, what shall I cry? All flesh is grass, and all its beauty is like the flower of the field. The grass withers, the flower fades, when the breath of the Lord blows on it. Surely the people are grass. The grass withers, the flower fades, but the word of our God will stand forever. Go on up to a high mountain, O Zion, herald of good news. Lift up your voice with strength. O Jerusalem, herald of good news, lift it up, fear not. Say to the cities of Judah, behold your God. Behold, the Lord God comes with might, and his arm rules for him. Behold, his reward is with him, and his recompense before him. He will tend his flock like a shepherd. He will gather the lambs in his arms. He will carry them in his bosom and gently lead those that are with young. This is the word of the Lord. Comfort, comfort my people, says your God. Speak tenderly to Jerusalem and cry to her that her warfare is ended, that her iniquity is pardoned, that she has received from the Lord's hand double for all her sins. May the words of my mouth and the meditations of our hearts be acceptable in your sight, O Lord. You are our rock and our redeemer. Amen. If nothing else at Christmas time, the Christian message is a message of comfort. We notice that the words of comfort in Isaiah chapter 40 are from God. Comfort, comfort my people, says your God. During Isaiah's time, there was good news and there was bad news. The northern kingdom of Israel, the northern 10 tribes, had been overtaken by the Assyrian Empire, and there was a great cruelty of slavery and death on many, many people in the north. And Assyria threatened Jerusalem and Judah too, where Isaiah lived. God miraculously saved Jerusalem, yet there were weaknesses in those last outposts of the Jews. They were always under a threat from other powers. But Isaiah preached to the people, and he said, God's comfort is for you. God's reign is even where there is weakness. There's always bad news and good news in human societies, isn't there? And that has been not only during our time in the pandemic, but the generations before. The bad news of Pearl Harbor.
the good news of victory, the bad news of depression. The better news is people got jobs back and the economy was better. But go back further in generations and generations, good and bad news. What is different for us today as we hear God's comfort in these words of Isaiah is that we know how God's comfort is accomplished. It is done through Jesus. In Jesus, the warfare of sin and death and the devil is defeated. In Jesus, our iniquity, our sins are pardoned. And in Jesus, the punishment that we deserved was laid on him. In Jesus, our comfort is sure and certain. We sing the next hymn, "Comfort, Comfort, Ye My People."
Comfort, comfort ye my people.
The New Testament reading is from 1 Corinthians chapter 4, verses 1 through 5. This is how one should regard us as servants of Christ and stewards of the mysteries of God. Moreover, it is required of stewards that they be found faithful. But with me, it is a very small thing that I should be judged by you or by any human court. In fact, I do not even judge myself. For I am not aware of anything against myself, but I am not thereby acquitted. It is the Lord who judges me. Therefore, do not pronounce judgment before the time, before the Lord comes, who will bring to light the things now hidden in darkness, and will disclose the purposes of the heart. Then each one will receive his commendation from God. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Paul wrote, "It is the judge who judges me. Therefore, do not pronounce judgment before the time, before the Lord comes, who will bring to light the things now hidden in darkness, and will disclose the purposes of the heart. Then each one will receive his commendation from God." Decorating at Christmas is often a time of judging. Judging lights, tree ornaments, and other decorations. Do these lights still work? Are they worth keeping, or should we throw them out? We have a smaller tree this year. Should we cram all the ornaments on it, or should we leave some off? Which decorations should we put on the walls and in the windows? I saw something really new and beautiful at Menards. Maybe we should get that instead. Don't throw that away. Grandpa gave that to us. And so our decorating thoughts and conversations might go. St. Paul's teaching is quite interesting. He said, "Therefore, do not pronounce judgment before the time, before the Lord comes, who will bring to light the things now hidden in darkness and will disclose the purposes of the heart." There is a type of judging that we are to do and a type of judging we are not to do. We are to abide only by God's word. That we must judge. And in fact, in the very next verse, verse 6, that follows this reading, Paul said, "I have applied all these things to myself and Apollos for your benefit, brothers, that you may learn by us not to go beyond what is written, that none of you may be puffed up in favor of one against another." He said, we should learn not to go against what is written. So we abide by God's word, and we do not judge, though, by human thoughts that are not in God's word. That primary message in Isaiah 40 was really about comfort, not judging, wasn't it? "Comfort, comfort, ye my people," says your God. God wants to console more than anything else. We sinful people tend to like to judge one another, and we do this often more than we should. But God, he wants to comfort. And he comforts us with the forgiveness and love through his one and only Son. Do you remember the words of Ephesians 4:32? "Be kind to one another, tender-hearted, forgiving one another, as God in Christ forgave you." Can you sing it?
Be kind to one another, be tender-hearted too, forgiving one another, as God forgives you. These words are very simple, they're also very true. They are found in the Bible, Ephesians 4:32.
She didn't know I was going to do that. This comfort of God is this comfort of forgiveness. And Paul emphasizes we need to share this with one another. And at Advent and Christmas, this is the comfort of God, that in Christ we are his people, we are his forgiven people. We continue with the next hymn, Hark the Glad Sound. Congregation is invited to stand for the reading of the Holy Gospel. Now, when John heard in prison about the deeds of the Christ, he sent word by his disciples and said to him, "Are you the one who is to come, or shall we look for another?" And Jesus answered them, "Go and tell John what you hear and see. The blind receive their sight, and the lame walk, lepers are cleansed, and the deaf hear, and the dead are raised up, and the poor have good news preached to them. And blessed is the one who is not offended by me." As they went away, Jesus began to speak to the crowds concerning John. "What did you go out into the wilderness to see? A reed shaken by the wind? What then did you go out to see? A man dressed in soft clothing? Behold, those who wear soft clothing are in kings' houses. What then did you go out to see? A prophet? Yes, I tell you, and more than a prophet. This is he of whom it is written, 'Behold, I send my messenger before your face, who will prepare your way before you.' Truly I say to you, among those born of women, there has arisen no one greater than John the Baptist. Yet the one who is least in the kingdom of heaven is greater than he." This is the gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
You may be seated. Jesus said, "Truly I say to you, among those born of women, there has arisen no one greater than John the Baptist. Yet the one who is least in the kingdom of heaven is greater than he." In human thinking, John was very popular, and he was very famous. They came into the desert to hear him preaching and teaching. And many repented and were baptized by John, many of all sorts of people, rich people, wealthy people, poor people, soldiers. He preached to the soldiers. And even Jesus himself was baptized by John, for as Jesus said, to fulfill all righteousness. But then John fell from his popular point, being free to preach. He preached against the sins of the leading politicians, and he was jailed, and eventually John was killed. While in jail, John sent some of his devoted disciples to check out Jesus, to see if he is the one they should follow. John did not want them to miss the point of his whole work, to follow the one God has sent. If Jesus is the one, follow him. Don't the words of Isaiah 40 exactly point to Jesus? Aren't the words of God's comfort done by Jesus and preached by Jesus? And this is what Jesus directs John's followers to think about. For Jesus said, "Go and tell John what you hear and see. The blind receive their sight, and the lame walk. Lepers are cleansed, and the deaf hear. And the dead are raised up, and the poor have good news preached to them. And blessed is the one who is not offended by me." Jesus is the deliverer of God's comfort. He is the one the prophets foretold. Jesus taught the people then, and he teaches us today. It is not fame and fortune, it is not the wealth of this world that is worth paying attention to. What was so wonderful about John's ministry was that he pointed to Jesus. And Jesus declared that John was the greatest prophet of the Old Testament, the greatest one. And yet he said, in the kingdom of heaven, no one is greater. No one is least, and no one is greater. In the reign of God, in the kingdom of heaven, there is no least or unimportant person, for even the least is more important than John. The attention of every Christian at Christmas is to focus on Jesus and to, as John, point to Jesus. Here is God's comfort. Here is the meaning. Here is our future in Jesus. There is no greater and no least, only Jesus.
Joy to the world, the Lord is come.
Let us pray for the whole Church of God in Christ Jesus and for all people according to their needs. O Lord, you have been favorable to your people and restored the fortunes of your church by the coming of your Son, Jesus Christ. Fill us with rejoicing at all times and give reasonableness to our words and deeds, that all may recognize our Christian confidence in your advent. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
O Almighty God, through your Son, you bring to light the things hidden in darkness and disclose the purposes of the heart. Give your church faithful stewards of your mysteries, servants of Christ who are trustworthy, to proclaim you alone as Lord and Judge. Tend your flock by your word and spirit, that your lambs may be gathered into your arms and gently led to eternal life. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Heavenly Father, be the source and strength and comfort in every home. Bless the children of our families, that every darkness would be lightened by your Son's gracious visitation. Preserve them from dangers to body and soul. Guide them by your word in wise paths. And keep them firm in the faith until life's end. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
God of all comfort, your word alone endures forever. The nations of the world come and go before you. Even kings and rulers are like grass before your breath. Preserve us from placing our trust in princes and mortal men. Give us rulers who will rule after your good pleasure, keeping order and protecting life, that we may live peaceably in godly quietness and honesty. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Give ear, O Shepherd of Israel, to our prayers. We remember Margaret, Bernita, Carolyn, Charlotte, Isaac, Julie, Loretta, Kathy, Carlin, Shirley, Bryston, Bill, Jason, Lori, Sue, Deborah, Becky, David, Brian, Kathy, Gary, Keith, Jane, Kathy, Pastor Shiwi, and Pastor Berlin. Give healing, courage, and perseverance to all who cry to you, that they may find comfort in your enduring word and the certain hope of the resurrection to eternal life with Christ. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Lord God, Heavenly Father, we ask you to preserve our families, our communities and nation, and all nations in this time of pandemic. Our human medicine and science are blessings from you, but our human knowledge and procedures are not perfect, nor almighty. We ask you to bless us with healing and with love for one another. We ask you to build up faith in your people so that we may rely on your peace. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Into your hands, O Lord, we commend all for whom we pray, trusting in your mercy, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. We pray Luther's morning prayer. I thank you, my heavenly Father, through Jesus Christ, your dear Son, that you have kept me this night from all harm and danger. And I pray that you would keep me this day also from sin and every evil, that all my doings in life may please you. For into your hands I commend myself, my body and soul and all things. Let your holy angels be with me, that the evil foe may have no power over me.
Amen.
We pray our Lord's Prayer. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Let us bless the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God
and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all.
Amen.
Amen. You're invited to stand or sit for our closing hymn, Go Tell It on the Mountain.